I'm Peter Solomon, and you're listening to Jazz 88. This morning, I'm joined by Steve Clark of Steve Clark and the Working Stiffs. They are going to be featured in the very final Jazz Eclectic Concert of the summer. It's happening Saturday the 27th from 2 to 3:30 at Upper Landing Park in St. Paul. Steve, it's really great to have you in the studio. It's nice to meet you. And I want to start our conversation by getting you to tell me a little bit about the history of your band, the Working Stiffs. How did this develop?
Well, thank you, Peter. I really appreciate the opportunity to meet with you and chat with you, and it's a pleasure to meet you as well. I formed the Working Stiffs to raise money for the families of victims of 9/11. I was in a band that did a lot of swing music. It was a band called the Straw Dogs and then a band called the Hothead Swing Band. Then those broke up, and when 9/11 happened, some friends of mine, Terry and Cindy Gardner, they are purveyors of swing dance. And they put on a thing called Let Freedom Swing. And it was a swing marathon. So, I mean, everybody who was playing that music at the time, I mean, did a set. And all the money went to the families of the victims of 9/11.
So why did you decide to keep the project going all this time?
Well, I love the music. It's so joyful. And it also was kind of the gateway to more serious jazz as well. So the band has developed in such a way that we have started out as, you know, being a dance band, a swing dance band, and we have evolved into playing, you know, serious straight-ahead jazz at places like the Dakota and Crooners, playing with the likes of Phil Aaron, who you probably know, Tom Lewis, Harold Wondrous, and Laurie Knutson will be on the boat for Jazz Eclectica on the 22nd. And it just allowed me to continue to play music of that era, from like the 1930s to the mid-1950s.
Deep rhythm captivates me. Half rhythm stimulates me. Cannot help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop, diddle-daddle.
Can you talk about some of the formative influences when you're putting together that repertoire and developing your style of playing that music?
Absolutely. One of the things that was really big at that time was what people were calling swing, but was actually jump blues. So I dug back into the catalog of like Louis Jordan, for instance, who's a jump blues and actually the great grandfather of rock and roll, if you think about it. I had an opportunity to read his biography, and everybody from James Brown to Jerry Lee Lewis said, you know, took a page out of his book.
Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name.
Caledonia! His stuff was fun, and I listened to a lot of Slim Gaylord, because he's kind of silly and fun, but he's in that kind of swing bag, you know. And it's also easy to put together, if you need to sub. It's like all Slim stuff is rhythm changes. So you just say, okay, guys, haven't heard that tune before. Don't worry about it. It's rhythm changes in G, one. You know? And you're off to the races.
See you later. Block 'em. Block 'em. That's the latest bill around. When you get the ripping bars, later. Bama, then you know that button's under the seals. Block 'em.
So tell me about who you've got playing with you in the band on Saturday.
On Saturday, we'll have Phil Aaron will be on piano. Tom Lewis is on bass. Tom's been with me for many, many years. Harold Wondrous will be on drums. And then Laurie Knutson will be on vocals. And then myself on saxophones and flute and maybe a vocal or two, but we do have Laurie, so.
Heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heartbeat so that I can hardly speak.
If people are interested in your music, they may want to be familiar with some of your other projects. Can you kind of briefly talk about some of the other things that you're involved in besides the Working Stiffs?
Certainly, it would be my pleasure. There's been a number of projects and a number of different recordings. I'm also a co-founder, a leader of a band called Other Country Ensemble.
Caminos de polvo y arena, buscando libertad, buscando libertad.
This group, our cute tagline is we play country music from other countries. So that is a group that focuses on music from the northern Mediterranean area. And some of the music goes back 100 to 300 years with Greek bouzouki, Turkish oud, bass glories on bass clarinet. I'm on bass flute. We have a flamenco guitarist and a percussionist. I also have another project called Chordless. Which is a tip of the hat to the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. So no piano, just two horns, I'm on baritone sax, either alto sax, trumpet, bass and drums, and then spreading the rhythm around, something I'm developing with Ted Godbout, which is really is an extension of this of the swing bag, but it focuses on the music of Fats Waller.
So it kind of sounds like some of that is kind of intended for dancers. Some of it seems like more of a concert experience. The concert on Saturday the 27th, mm-hmm. definitely intended for dancers.
We're going to have a mix. It's going to be a mix of stuff, you know. It was the Jazz Eclectic. I wasn't given any parameters or constraints or anything like that. The cool thing about having the lineup that I have with this group, if you're playing for a swing dance audience and you're playing for a dance, then you have, there's certain constrictions. Or the song needs to be about the length of time it would take to play a 78 record. And the beats per minute has to be within a certain range. But within that construct, you can play whatever you want. So what we do is you could actually go to hear us at the Eagles and you'd see how we'd be able to fit all of those wonderful qualities of jazz within the confines of a swing dance. So that's part of the joy of that for me as well.
That could be the eclectic part of the Jazz Eclectic. All right, Steve Clark from Steve Clark and the Working Stiffs. They're playing Saturday the 27th at 2 p.m. at Upper Landing Park. Actually, they're going to be on a boat.
We are.
Which you'll be able to hear kind of on the shores there at the park. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming in. And your website?
TheSteveClark.com. You can find me that way on any of the platforms from Facebook to YouTube to my website. There is actually another person by the name of Steve Clark. He's a bass player out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Spells exactly the same way. So I put a "the" in front of my name so I could grab the digital space.
Thanks so much. And you can also find some information on the Jazz Eclectic concert at jazz88.fm/jazzeclectic. Great talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you so very, very much.